No, Morel, the next character of the play Candida. A Christian socialist, James Morel of Saul's play Candida is a young clergyman of the Church of England with a strong penchant for socialism. He is indeed a Christian socialist, inspired by the lofty aim of bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. His appearance. In appearance, Morel is robust. His powerfully built constitution matches his heartiness and his enthusiasm. He has a fine voice and orator's instinctive knowledge of how to use it. A conscious man, Morel socialism is not mere cant. He believes in and tries to practice what he preaches. His dealings with others are full of courtesy and consideration. His solicitude for the people who work with him is shown when he tells Lexi, "Take my silk handkerchief and wrap your throat up." There is a cold wind. Burgess frowns upon such gestures. "Spoiling your courtesy as usual, James," he comments in his burning zeal and desire to give all of himself to the cause. He does not like to turn down any invitation to speak. He claims that the Hoxton Freedom Group, whom Proserpine describes as half a dozen ignorant and conceited costermongers, are near relatives of mine. Yes, we have the same father in heaven. Morel has a lofty conception of his vocation. A person is like a doctor by my boy, he tells Lexi. He must face infection as a soldier must face bullets. An honest and truthful man, Morel does not hesitate to call Burgess a scoundrel to his face, but he has something like admiration for the unashamed wickedness of his father-in-law. It is the hypocrisy and pertinence that Morel cannot stand. "So long as you come here honestly as a self-respecting, true, convinced scoundrel, justifying your scoundrelism and pride of it, you are welcome." Even Burgess is impressed by the attitude of Morel. A faithful husband, Morel's love of Candida appears in his talk to everyone. He tells Lexi that having a wife like her is having for the state of what will be best in the kingdom of heaven we are trying to establish on earth. He is boisterous about his love for her as he is about everything he ardently believes in. Prosy is quite right in exclaiming, "Oh, a man ought to be able to be fond of his wife without making a fool of himself about her." Morel's domestic happiness, however, is not built on a solid understanding between himself and Candida. In fact, there is a greater temperamental compatibility between Candida and Marchbanks than between Candida and Morel. Many remarks that he utters shock Candida. One is putting his faith in her purity and goodness when she expects him to trust her love. Again, when Candida wants him to tell Marchbanks why he, Morel is master in the house, he cannot. If he trusted her love implicitly, he would not be as shaken as he is with the confession of Marchbanks. Coming home after the lecture, he is tortured by Marchbanks' poetic account of what happened between him and Candida. The thought that Candida has been faithless causes a searing pain to the husband. Out with the truth. "Man, my wife is my wife. I want no more of your poetic fripperies. I know well that if I have lost her love and you have gained it, no law will blind her." Impractical in dealing with women. Carried away by his enthusiasm for socialism, he is blind to a lot of things. For instance, he does not see why the women throng to his lectures. He is shocked when Candida points out that they all come just to look at him and they all have Prosy's complaint. Nearly, he asks her what is wrong with Prosy, and it comes as a surprise to him when his wife explains how Prosy is in love with him. His dependence on Candida. It Morel is oblivious of his charm. He is not so of his strength. He is proud of his strength and the reason why he is panicky at the thought of Candida's leaving him is that she will be lost without him to protect her. At the auction scene, his bid for Candida is characteristic. "I have nothing to offer you but my strength. of for your defense, my honesty for your surety, my ability and industry for of your livelihood, and my authority and position for your dignity. When Candide adequately says, I give myself to the weaker of the two, Moral thinks that he has lost her, for even at this stage he thinks of himself as infinitely stronger than the poet. But Eugene, whose soul is turned to that of Candida, understand Morel's lack of strength and explains, I feel I am lost. He, Morel, cannot bear the burden. The explanation that Candida then gives is illumination. It throws a flood of light on the sheltered, cloistered life that Morel is accustomed to and without which he cannot live. This and the great ordeal that he has passed through make Morel learn the truth and admit it. What I am, you have made me with the labor of your hands and the love of your heart. You are my wife, my mother, my sister. You are the sum of all loving care to me. Inferior to Marchbanks, obviously, Shaw has meant Morel to be inferior to the poet. Marchbanks, in spite of his advanced view, Morel is completely hidebound. Even his robust common sense is nothing when compared to the poet's fierce instinct for truth. We cannot help feeling a tinge of regret when Candida chooses to stay with the prosaic Morel. Thank you. This is the end of Morel's character sketch.